This is the meditation to meet your higher self, and it's going to start in your safe place, and your safe place is somewhere in nature, and your safe place will be used over and over again throughout all our meditations that we lead you on, but also hopefully throughout all the meditations you start to lead yourself on. And your safe place might be in a grassy clearing, under a beautiful tree, on a lake, on the ocean, somewhere of extreme beauty to you, somewhere that you feel really peaceful and serene and above all safe. It can be somewhere real, or it can be somewhere completely out of your imagination. The key is that it's somewhere that you feel held and safe. So I'm going to count you down into a meditative state, and when you land, you will land in that safe place. So start to use your imagination to imagine what that might be like. And once you're there, you'll set up a meeting space where you'll greet and meet your higher self. Even if you've met them before, it can be useful just to do this process again and to allow them to be brand new to you. Your higher self is there for you throughout all your lifetimes. And it's a paradoxical being in the sense that they're not you, they're more than you, you're separate, and you're one. So somewhere in that paradox lies the magic. And your higher self is the person that is there for you 24/7, that can help you in all corners of the world, all corners of the universe. So it's really one of the most powerful and profound relationships of your life. And so developing it is a very important step that you're taking. And I encourage you to meet with your higher self regularly over the next days, weeks, and months to form that relationship as a strong relationship. Because once you learn to depend on it, as I said, they're the only person that's really there for you 24/7, wherever you are. So if you'll take a moment to find a comfortable position, somewhere where you can leave your body totally relaxed and happy. Turn off any phones, shut any doors. And just take a moment to start relaxing your body. Start with your feet. Just relax your feet, let go of any tension. And let that relaxation start moving up your body into your legs, your knees, up into your hips, relaxing every part of you. Let it travel up into your stomach, your chest, and let that relaxation tumble down your arms into your hands. And then let it travel up your neck into your head, relaxing your eyes, your eyelids, relaxing your jaw. We often hold a lot of tension in our jaw. And now slowly, I'm going to count you down from 5 to 1. And when I say the number 1, you will find yourself in your safe place. Going down, letting go. 4, going deeper. 3, total relaxation. Down, down. 2, complete relaxation. And 1. You find yourself in your safe place. First, take the time just to imagine it around you. Keep your eyelids, your meditative eyelids closed. Maybe you reach out a hand and you touch around you. Maybe you listen to the sounds. Smell the smells of safety. Familiarize yourself with everything that is there. And then when you are ready, you open your meditative eyes and it is just as you imagined. So beautiful, so serene, so safe. Going down, letting go, fall, going deeper, three, total relaxation, down, down, two, complete relaxation, and one. You find yourself in your safe place. First, take the time just to imagine it around you. Keep your eyelids, your meditative eyelids closed. Maybe you reach out a hand and you touch around you. Maybe you listen to the sounds. Smell the smells of safety. Familiarize yourself with everything that is there. And then when you are ready, you open your meditative eyes. And it is just as you imagined. So beautiful, so serene, so safe. Take the next few minutes just to explore your safe place. Use your imagination to add things, change things, move things. Maybe you put flowers, add a waterfall or a fountain. This is your imagination, it's your safe place. Take your time. You look around for the right place to invite your higher self to come and join you. Maybe it's under a tree next to a lake. And when you decide on the place, maybe you put down a picnic rug, or maybe there's already two chairs waiting. And you go and you sit. And once again, you close your meditative eyes, and in your mind, you call on them. You let them know that it's time, that you want to make them more real. And you allow them to come and to sit opposite you. But first of all, you feel their energy. You feel the love that they have for you. The beauty and the magnificence of their being. Maybe you reach out a hand and you touch them. Maybe they squeeze your hand and you squeeze back. Allow the feelings to come. The magnitude of this meeting, almost unimaginable at this point, but you feel the power of it. Let the impact of their presence touch you deeply. And when you are ready, you once again open your meditative eyes to see them, to allow them to be in a personified form, knowing that they're not really physical, they're just taking on this form for you, so you really can't get it wrong. This is just a form that they are allowing themselves to take so that they may be more real to you and so that they may communicate more deeply with you. They may shapeshift a little bit, don't worry. The form will stabilize when you're ready. And maybe over the weeks and months that come, it may change slightly and become even more real. The form will tell you a little bit about them, maybe some of their qualities or talents, but really it's there to bring them close to you. And now you have had a chance to see them, maybe you ask their name. Again, this may shift over time, don't worry. They don't have a name in the same way as we do. But their name will allow you to call upon them. Something to make them more real to you. Now take your time just sitting with them. Maybe you get up and take a little walk together, a slow stroll around your safe place. Maybe sharing the significance of why this place is so safe for you. When you are ready, you face them, you take their hands, and you thank them from the bottom of your heart for taking this form for you. and you make an agreement of when you will meet next. And maybe you embrace and you get ready to come back. At the count of five, you will be back in your room, your space, your chair. Coming back now, one, two, remembering your body, feeling your environment. Three, four, and five, you're back in your room. Maybe you squeeze something, your legs, your hands. You open your eyes, you look around.